It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, July 1st. I'm Mark Garrison. Google Reader is dead. The company pulled the plug on the popular RSS reader today. Millions once used it to keep track of websites and blogs all in one place. Gizmodo reporter Eric Limer joins us to talk about where all those disappointed users are going. Hey there, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
So Google Reader had millions of users. Why'd they shut it down?
There wasn't much ad revenue to be made off Google Reader. There also wasn't a lot of social interaction. 2 years ago, they introduced Google Plus, and that's kind of been their big push. So they're trying to get people out of Google Reader and probably onto Google Plus.
What are some places for people who have been using Google Reader and want that similar kind of service? What do you think are the best options out there right now?
The best two are probably Feedly or Dig.com has a reader that they're bringing out.
What can they get from bringing in all these users that were at Google?
Well, if they bake in their social interaction stuff, they can get people in their network, and they can also build a list of what kind of websites people are reading.
Google has killed various services over the years, but Google Reader really seemed to have a passionate following, and people have really been moaning for weeks and weeks as this announcement has come out. What was it about Google Reader that gave it such a passionate following?
I think it has to do with the amount of time that you spend there. It's easy to spend hours and hours in Google Reader reading content, so you really kind of build a relationship with the service.
Okay, Eric Limer, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
You can now track your fitness program with an array of gadgets, wearable technology that'll tell you in great detail calories burnt, your heart rate, and more. They can even give you a kick when you're falling short of your goals. CNET executive editor Molly Wood has tried just about all of them and joins us to talk wearable tech. Hello, Molly.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you as always. So who is buying this stuff?
I have a feeling that the biggest buyers are technically savvy people who are looking for motivation. So maybe not always a triathlete, but I think these are perfect for the person who is just starting a workout program, who's maybe training for their first, you know, big event, who's really trying to start out with this sort of quantification game.
What are the types of devices that are out there, and how do you know when something is right for you and isn't too expensive and can kind of give you the, you know, the results you'll need without making a big investment at first?
Well, the big question is what kind of data you want to collect. So the devices range from something like the Nike Fuel Band, which is basically a very fancy pedometer, and it doesn't track specific activity, but that device is very gamified, which is sort of a fancy way of saying it really encourages you. Both the new Jawbone Up, though, and the Fitbit Flex, they collect a lot more information. So if you really want a holistic view of something that includes your diet, the specific exercises that you do, the Fitbit Flex or the Jawbone Up are perfect for you.
That was CNET executive editor Molly Wood. She's a regular here, but getting that interview was irregular. The first time we tried to record her, we got interrupted loudly.
Oh, my God. Oh, we are having a fire alarm.
Molly assures us everyone at CNET is safe. It was a false alarm. From New York, I'm Mark Garrison, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.